Star Wars music stuck in your head? Were you listening to
that
in the car?
I was not listening to that. I have no idea. I'd started out with Battle of the Heroes and on Duel of the Fates.
Okay, so you're fucking way dorkier than me. Because you know the titles of the music and the soundtrack.
Well, who doesn't know Duel of the Fates? But like Battle of the Heroes, yeah, that was episode 3. That was the, you know, the music they were playing when Obi-Wan and Anakin were dueling. But yes, I know a lot of the titles. But I've always been like that. My I remember distinctly when my mom bought the LP for The Empire Strikes Back, and like I knew like, oh, that's the music from the asteroid field. That's because that was also the name of the song.
Music from the asteroid field.
Yes, it was just called Asteroid Field, not music from the asteroid field. The whole thing was music. That'd be redundant to just name every tile every. Track title or music from the scene where, you know, or music from the asteroid field.
Music for that scene where Han is called a scoundrel.
Yeah, you just call it Han is called a scoundrel.
Or scoundrel.
Scoundrel? What did I say? Scoundrel? Scoundrel. Scoundrel.
Scoundrel? Oh, look at that. Hold on. Uproxious posted this thing. It's the first class menus for the Baltimore Orioles and Seattle Seahawks. So I guess they fly private planes.
Oh, so they get like their own food, first class. Okay.
Yeah. So let's see. Pre-departure snacks, sushi rolls, shrimp cocktail, peanut butter and jelly. That's the Orioles.
Peanut butter and jelly and sushi rolls is two different items.
Yeah, these are three different items.
Okay.
Sushi rolls, shrimp cocktail, peanut butter jelly.
Right.
The Seahawks get cheeseburgers, cheese and crackers. That's their pre-departure snack.
Pre-departure.
Cheeseburgers.
Okay.
I guess those guys eat a lot, though.
Well, I mean, they're baseball. They're not, like, football players.
Well, the Seahawks are football.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why they get cheeseburgers.
Well, there you go. That makes sense, then. For some reason, you said Orioles, and I was on a baseball track.
Dinner, entree.
Adam Wilson, if you're listening, I know that Seattle Seahawks is a football team.
Dinner, entree. Filets, salads, burgers, blah, blah, blah. Obese person's wet dream. That's what they say. Snacks, Klondike bars. Like, they have a picture of it. Oh, they have the side-by-side. Okay.
So, side-by-side together.
Smucker's peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Chicken parmesan, pasta. It's very nice. Basically, it's like going, you know that crap you eat on Delta? This is not it.
No.
This is what very wealthy people eat.
Very wealthy, heavy people.
Yeah. So.
Buttons.
So, buttons. So, this week, James has managed to step ahead of my ruse and just approach the mic like it was on.
Yes.
Which is the smart way to do it.
But it wasn't on when I started?
No, it's been on since you walked in.
Okay. Did you have it running like before I actually walked into the studio?
It's been running for like 20 minutes.
And I've only been here for like 5.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm kidding. I know. So it's been like 4 minutes.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. That's normal.
But yeah.
Kind of.
So with that, welcome to Dork!
Welcome to Dork! I'm James Brown.
I'm Nick Moore.
And I'm James Brown.
And this is Dork.
I don't usually say my name first. I threw myself when I did that.
So, new news for old news.
Okay, so you have reports on the letter N in the Greek alphabet?
I do. No, Saturday night I watched Man of Steel.
Oh, the movie that came out in 2013?
Yeah, this is the Superman movie.
Yeah.
Finally watched it.
You haven't seen it before?
Oh. Neither did Carol.
What did you think?
I liked it. Like, I watched the whole thing and I was like, I don't get what people are upset about. This is a very good Superman movie.
Yeah.
But I like Superman Returns, too.
Okay. Your credibility is just like...
No, look. The kid thing was stupid. All right? That just didn't... There was no reason for that.
Okay.
So, let's take that out of there. And then look at it like this. Okay, so Superman does go to try and find Krypton. That's what happens after Superman 2.
Okay.
All the other crap doesn't happen. Richard Pryor never gets to be in Superman or anything like that. There's no
John Cryer in the Superman world anymore.
So so the original one ends after 2. After that, Superman goes to find Krypton.
Legitimate.
Comes back after
some amount of time.
Extended absence because he had to fly there.
How old was the kid? Like 8 or something?
Yeah.
So somewhere around there.
So let's say 7 years.
All
right. He comes back. Lois has moved on with her life. Why wouldn't she? The world has lived without Superman for almost a decade.
And James Marsden's in that, right?
Yeah, he played Lois's new husband.
Right, he's always like, in almost every movie he's in, he's always like the other guy.
He's like the dude who married the awesome chick. Like he's the guy who went out with the slut. He was the nice guy that went out with the slut and accidentally got her pregnant. And so he ended up having to marry her. Like, he's that in every... Because there's always a way more awesome guy who you're rooting to get the chick other than James Marsden.
Right. In X-Men, in Enchanted, in something else that I'm not thinking of. But, it's a consistent thing. It's like Zoe Saldana dating white guys.
Yeah. Sorry.
Who are you apologizing to?
Black people. He comes back.
We get enough of the white chicks. It evens out.
You think we really... There's a vetting process. It's secret. Like, we vote on it. Like, we get a secret ballot and you get to check it off. It's like a Scantron.
Oh, okay.
And it includes a picture menu. Anyway, and weight.
And cheeseburgers.
Cheeseburgers. And peanut butter jelly. And sushi.
Is it peanut butter jelly time?
Mm.
Okay.
Always. So anyway, he comes back. The world's moved on, and he's like, okay, well, here's what's happening. Lex Luthor has spent his time reamassing his fortune by banging this old chick.
Okay.
He's got an awesome boat, and he's all about making Kryptonite Island.
That makes sense,
because
land.
Yeah.
People are no damn good, son, but they will always need land.
Exactly. Because, like, Gene Hackman Luthor... that's all he's interested in. I want to make an earthquake so I get beachfront property.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand
geology. It's a real estate hustle.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it was in Superman 2, it was also after real estate. It was just like,
he wanted Australia.
He wanted Australia. The entire continent.
Yeah.
Or country, depending on how you look at it.
So, that's going on. On the other side, Superman comes in. He saves a plane with a space shuttle on it. Rescues everybody, saves the day. Very iconic.
I have not seen this movie since like 2006. So
yeah, that's it. That's how he reveals himself back to the world. Is he saves Lois because she's on a plane that is? It's got the space shuttle on the back.
Lands in the baseball stadium.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's great moment. That's a great Superman moment where he's like trying to stop the plane falling out of the sky. Like he goes and grabs one of the wings, and he's like pulling back, and it just tears off.
Yeah.
And you just see the look on his face. He's just like, ah, damn it. And he takes off, and he's like, at the nose of the plane trying to stop it. And he ends up, catching it. And that's that iconic shot, like him catching the car, but it's a plane, and he sets it down in the baseball field. Superman moment.
Oh, they do have another movement. This is pretty much exactly off the cover of Action Comics 1, where he's like, I think it's a Mustang. He's like in front of the Daily Planet, and he's like...
Corvette. Yeah, it was a Mustang. You're right. I was about to say it's a Corvette, but no, it's a Mustang.
No, that's the one thing I would remember.
So, yeah, the great moment with the Mustang, with him getting shot at with the minigun, and one hits him in the eye.
Yeah.
That was great.
That was in the trailer. That was pretty cool.
It culminates in him lifting a Kryptonite island out of the ocean and throwing it into space, falls to Earth, possibly dead. It's great. It's a great Superman movie. Aside from all the crap that I didn't mention, such as him spying on Lois in her house... being all creepy, depressed. These are little things we take away from what is at its heart a good Superman movie.
No.
Now your retort.
Well, it just wasn't. My appreciation for what they did with Man of Steel, which they did not do with Superman Returns, is they were trying to make Brandon Routh Christopher Reeve. Like, they were trying to, like, recreate Christopher Reeve, mm-hmm. like, shot for shot. That's, like, one of the things. The distance between the movie, the sequel, that they were trying to, like, pay homage to. Like, you know, Superman came out in 78, I think, and Superman 2 came out in 80 or 81. I can't believe I actually don't remember this. I want to say it's 81, because I remember almost every movie that came out in 80. It seems like that's a long time between, though. But anyway. They were trying to be like, oh, this is, you know, Christopher Reeve back again. And if you're going to, like, wait 25 years between movies, you don't have to make a direct sequel. You don't have to, you know, have people remember every shot. I mean, yeah, if you're trying to... I can understand why you would do that, because you're trying to recapture the exact magic.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people... Especially, this is right before, or right around the time that Christopher Reeve died. Like, he'd been permanentized, paralyzed in 1995.
He'd been stuck in place for a while. Just sitting around.
So, like, people, like, you know... Like, they held this image of Christopher Reeve as Superman, and then they have this idea of Christopher Reeve as who he is.
Yeah.
And, like, they were just trying to be like, okay, well, you know... So, if you either bought that whole hog, or you...
1978.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Let's talk about number two.
Number two.
But, I don't know. And Brandon Routh just didn't do it for me. And, you know... Who was it? Was it Kate Bosworth? Was it Lois Lane?
Yeah.
We'll say that it was. Because the only other person in my brain is Rachel McAdams, and that's not right. And she's like... She's not the kind of Lois Lane that would go with the Christopher Reeve Superman. So they were, like, changing some things and, you know, not changing
others.
For instance,
she was attractive.
Yeah.
Dude, like... Okay. This is something I always had a problem with. Hold on. I'm trying to see when Superman 2 came out. Margot Kidder is not attractive. Like, she at best looks like E.T. smiling. Like, that's... I always watch those movies, and I'm like, why is he working so hard to save this chick? Because she looks like a foot. Like, she looks like a foot on a bad day. And at her most glowing, she's an untrustworthy bitch to him. like that's the best she can offer.
She's conniving. She's out to get the story. That's, like, what she's motivated by.
Yeah, 1980.
That, and she, like, falls in love with, what's his face? Check the actual release date. Check the exact release date, if you don't mind. She's her love of Superman is, like, she loves Superman. She loves what he does. She doesn't. She wasn't
December 4th, 1980.
December 4th. That's
why that was Australia. April 9th, 1981, United Kingdom.
That's what. Wait. Okay.
But it doesn't say America.
It doesn't say America
because it's a British superhero film.
Was it a British superhero film?
Superman 2 is a 1980 British superhero film directed by Richard Lester. It's a sequel to the 1978 film Superman. And it stars Gene Hackman, Christopher Reeve, Terrence Stamp, Ned Beatty, blah, 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 blah.
So why doesn't it have an American release date? That's weird. What do you want?
Wikipedia.
Okay. Let's check out the, what's the IMDb say?
I don't know.
I'm gonna check that out.
I never go there first.
Well, if it's for movies, I usually go there first.
Right. Well, anyway, so you look it up.
I am looking it up. Superman. I can't spell with my left thumb.
But no, like, okay, I get it. Like, most important thing about a chick is not necessarily her looks. But if Superman has got one chick that, you know, he's fixed on, maybe it's the one who got to him first. You know, he was kind of shy, and this chick is kind of like, hey, how you doing? You know, sometimes that's cool. Confidence can be nice. But then she's just, like, a bitch, and she's getting herself in trouble all the time. Like, at some point, he's going to be like, look, you have baggage, lady, all right? I can't follow you around. You just have to die. The world wants you dead because you don't know when not to get yourself into shitloads of trouble. And you're not that good of a reporter, okay? Because you can't do your job without almost dying every time you do it. So you're getting these great stories, but it's only because I'm not letting you die.
Right.
And frankly, I'm tired of it. Like, right now, I can hear billions of people crying out for help. Like, Like, there's a kid right now about to fall off a tree and break his leg, but I can't go get him. He's like four blocks away. I can do it, no problem. But I know that if I leave you, you're going to wander off and get yourself killed. And I don't want your job because, frankly, it's, you know...
Yeah, well, this is a chronic thing for Lois Lane as a character in the first place, and let alone, like, who she's being played by. She's always needing rescuing, and as soon as the villains catch on that no matter what happens, Superman always rescues her, whether, you know, like, natural disasters or, you know, accidents of machinery or whatever, they're the ones that are like, oh, well, you know, if we can put her in jeopardy, then we have a chance to, like, rob this bank across town while he's, like, busy rescuing her. It's, I mean, she's like an Achilles heel as a character, not just as, you know, Margot Kidder playing her.
Well, I think the appropriate response in Superman 1 would be, you know, when he goes and finds her crushed, you know, in all the rocks and stuff, he should have just gone, whew, all right, well, that's over. Somebody ripped that Band-Aid off for me. Now let's go kill Gene Hackman. Instead...
the actor, Gene Hackman, not the character Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor's fine.
Yeah.
I like that guy. Gene Hackman, dead. You know, I mean...
Kill the Rolling Stones.
And Ned Beatty, I'm going to leave him. He's bumbling and fun.
Yeah. Anyway,
But, yeah, he shouldn't have gone, all right, I'm going to go fly faster than light and go back in time and save this chick. Instead, he'd just been like, well, you know, what do we lose?
There's really no reason that flying around the Earth thing would have worked.
Yeah, I guess he would have just gained mass.
But even if it turned the Earth backwards, it wouldn't reverse time.
But no, but that's not what happened.
Yeah, I understand. June 19th, 1981 is the U.S. release date, which is why I think it's a 1981 movie. Even though, like, the entry says Superman 2, 1980. But yeah.
So anyway.
So 81, that was right.
Man of Steel... good Superman movie.
Okay, did you have a problem with the hellacious amounts of collateral damage that were happening around Metropolis?
Not at all. Because it's two gods fighting in New York City. What do you want? Like, these guys are just, like, tossing each other. Were they going to not hit anything?
I know, but that's the thing. Like, Superman would be like, I got to find a way to, like, you know, get him to a more deserted area. So
yeah, but this is, like, they worked that out because he's not, like, I'm professional Superman. He's like... Yeah. I'm just real kind of new at this, and this guy is trying to fucking kill me and all these people. I mean, I can try and be nice about it and go, hey, man, let's go fight in the desert or some shit. Like, you
let's
know,
go
into Dragon Ball
Z.
Let's go
to the ice. Take a bite.
But that's not... Zod's like, you die now. You killed my people, bitch. You die now.
He sounds Korean for some reason.
You die now. Superman's like, well...
You've been here 4 hours.
It's not really the American thing to do. But no, I had no problem with it.
And the way that he defeats Zod at the end?
Okay. He killed Zod in Superman 2.
Did he kill him?
He killed him.
Well, he
Zod let him lost his powers, and then he threw him into a pit.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, well, you don't know that all of those guys died. Actually, in the extended version, the edited version, there's like a ambulance or something there picking him up at the Fortress of Solitude in the director's cut.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't see them. You don't see what happens to him at the bottom of the little pits that happen.
He died. He fell into a crevasse and died. He didn't keep screaming. Like he fell down. He went, ah. That's Terrence Stamp. His voice just trails off. If he was still alive, he'd be going, help! Help, Superman! Son of Jor-El! Give me a rope! My leg is badly broken, son of Jor-El! Kneel down and give me a rope, because I think it can be fixed...
Yes, okay.
Son of Jor-El!
Be that true or not, in Man of Steel, he seemed a lot more deliberate about it and a lot more like, I don't know.
Well, he was like, all right, I can't stop this dude from just murdering people. That family's about to die. I've asked him no. And he's decided eye lasers, everybody dies. So
I think it would have been more fitting, more in keeping with the character in the comic books that we're used to. If he'd, like, you know, covered his eyes with his arm or something, and, like, you could tell that Superman's arm was burning, but he, like, refused to, like, release it, and, like, Zod was like, I refuse to, you know, stop my eye beams from eye beaming. And, you know, it turns out that, like, Zod, like, melts his own brain or something like that. That would have been in keeping with the character in the comic, I think.
I don't know, man. I dug it.
Yeah.
I just, when I saw it, like, I knew it was coming. You know, as soon as he gets in the headlock, I'm like, well, he's gonna break his neck. because everybody's been bitching about it.
Yes.
But it happens, and he's not cool with it either.
Well, not for, but like 5 minutes, but like...
That's the other thing. Like, he breaks his neck, and he's just like, oh, what God, what did I do? Ah! Like, if he was like, well, and we're off. Lois, come blow me. Like, but he didn't. He didn't, mainly because that suit's a onesie, you know, so he couldn't just whip his cock out.
I don't know. It's Kryptonian technology, though, isn't it? So you might have, be able to press a button. And
like, it just opens up?
Because, like, otherwise, how do you use the bathroom?
I assume that it recycles his urine like a
like
steel
an astronaut
suit.
Like
a steel suit from Dune.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, it just made sense. But, no, I... Meh.
Meh.
I was fine with it. And I'm looking forward to Batman vs. Superman.
I'm looking forward to that.
Like, after seeing this, you know... DC's going way more serious, you know.
That's their choice.
It is. And I'm not like, yay, that's the way it should be done. But they made it work. And I think seeing Batman vs. Superman with... Like, you can't have Batfleck be, you know, the...
Adam West?
No, I wasn't going to go that far. I was going to say Michael Keaton. Like Batfleck... can't be the Michael Keaton Batman. He's not that lighthearted. Not that Michael Keaton was lighthearted, but he did have a sense of humor. He smiled.
Well, yeah.
Batfleck will not smile. He's just like, I'm Batman, I'm the knight.
I am vengeance.
But that's what you gotta have if Batman's gonna go up against Superman and go, hey, dickhead, what the fuck?
Oh, no. Sorry, I was just remembering, because like when you think serious Batman, I think about in the Frank Miller, The Dark Knight Returns, when Batman and Superman have the fight, and Batman's like, I want you to remember, Clark. I want you to remember my hand on your throat. I want you to remember in your most private moments who beat you. Yeah. And then I was remembering when they announced it at Comic-Con last year, that they were going to do the Batman versus Superman thing, because the guy that played the General in Man of Steel like came out and like read that little passage. Okay, maybe I just have weird memories. Okay.
The General...
The guy who's in the Matrix. What's his face?
Yeah, I think of him from Blackness. I did something in my chest just now.
Did you pop your sternum, or does your sternum need to be popped?
I think I did something weird, or pulled some weird muscle.
Oh.
Because for a second I was like, I'm having a heart attack, I'm dying. But it's not. It's just definitely muscular. Something weird happened. I think it's okay.
Is it okay? Are you going to live?
Yeah.
Does it feel like there's a stabbing pain from your sternum all the way back to your spine?
No. Just through the sternum. Like something sitting on my chest.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe I'm having a heart attack. I don't feel any other symptoms.
Apparently symptoms are different for women and men. Like if you're a man, you get the thing in your left arm, but if you're a woman, it's different. I didn't read the entire article because I'm not a woman, so I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't... I'm not dropping dead. Although if I do collapse, by all means call 911, but... I don't think I'm having a heart attack.
Okay. Can you feel all your fingers in each hand?
Yeah.
Each hand. Both hands. Either way.
I think I pulled something in my chest.
Okay.
And then had a panic attack. I think that's what happened. Where I was like, oh God, I'm dying. No. You just pulled some weird muscle in your chest.
Okay. Can you hand me the bottle opener?
Yes.
Thank you.
But anyway, so what were you saying? Batman?
Batman. Frank Miller quote, Comic-Con announcement.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
excited about Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Batman v. Superman. The Dawn of Justice.
It's actually just a court case about Kryptonian abortion.
One of the lawyers is named Dawn. The Dawn.
But yeah, so that'll be cool. But speaking of Batman, have you watched Gotham?
I have. I watched the first two episodes.
And that's all there been, I think.
Well, I think the third one aired last night. But
I watched it on Hulu.
Yeah, well, my Hulu wasn't loading on my Xbox for some reason, so yeah.
I don't think it comes on until Tuesday on Hulu anyway.
No, there's a... it wasn't telling me the episode wasn't available, but it just didn't load. Like, it's called The Balloon Man or something?
Yes. So what you think?
It's all right.
I like what they're doing. It's different. It's not bat... canon. I mean, there's some weird stuff in there.
Yeah.
I like the nods that they're doing to the animated series. Like how they have Bullock and Montoya.
Yeah. My problem with that is, like, in the animated series, though, Harvey Bullock, I mean, he was obnoxious and, like, not exactly by the book. But he wasn't as corrupt as, what's his name, Donald Logue, or however you pronounce his name, as
Yeah, but it looks like everything is corrupt. Yeah. Like, everything is tinged with this corruption. You know, there's nothing.
I would rather if they're going to have Harvey Bullock in there, that he were a character that's like, you know, kind of depressed or like accepting of like how in despair and how, you know, fucked up the system is, but mm-hmm. not exactly a part of the problem. Not exactly like saying, Jim, go shoot that guy in the head, you know.
Well, I think he's working within the system that exists.
Yeah, but he's still like, you know,
he's dirty. Sure,
he's way dirty. He's like very dirty.
But he understands how things work.
Yeah,
it's Bullock. If Bullock was in that, like, it's animated Bullock. If that animated Bullock was in the Gotham situation, like where he's just like, I gotta get things done. This is the only way to get things done. If I gotta kiss some ass or kill some lowlife, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
So, but I like the Penguin.
Oh yeah, the Penguin's, well, the Penguin's, I like him. I like him as well. He's an interesting character as far as this is concerned, because you can see, you kind of see like where the arc is kind of going to go.
Yeah, how he takes over.
Yeah,
or he's going to come.
Well,
back
like, you know, used to work for someone named Fish, and like, you know, if he's the Penguin, you know what penguins do to fish.
Yeah,
I'm sure somebody's already made that joke out there somewhere.
Well, I don't think that's an accidental thing either.
Mm.
Where they're like,
they're building up to like, just so they could have one line delivered in the season finale.
I hate the fish.
You know what penguins do to fish, don't you?
No, Oswald, no. The same thing that happens to everything else. I'm sorry, that was another shitty line from another comic book
movie.
Media.
Yes. Or yeah, medium. Media. Yes.
Television is different from movies.
It's decidedly longer and better funded most times. But, yeah, so I'm digging that. Ed...
209?
No, Enigma, working for...
Edward Enigma. Shut up and stop talking in riddlers.
Yeah.
I mean, riddles.
I'm glad they stopped at it for the first episode.
Yeah.
Where he's like, what's it? And you're like, oh, that's okay, we get it's the Riddler.
Yeah.
And the next time, he's like, asks him the question, and he's like, shut up, just tell me things.
Yeah.
Nobody likes shit. So that sets him up to be what the Riddler is, which is fucking annoying.
Yeah.
Which is like, look how clever I am to solve my mystery. Hmm, it's my little riddle. Also, I've killed people, so there's that.
I like how he's like the, you know, the...
CSI? Whatever it is.
Yeah, the crime scene investigator type guy. Because then, I just want, like, at one point, like, them to walk in and be like, all right, we got 3 murders. Why are there 5 bodies in here? Oh, no reason.
Just working some things out. And they hinted at that dude being the Joker. But
The stand-up guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they said that they're going to try and include, like, a number of potential Jokers. So that you're always like, is this guy going to be the Joker?
Yeah. That's actually a good idea. I like that. Because that's the nature of the character. Like, he has 100 different origins, but, like, he's only one person.
Yeah. But they've said, you know, there's going to be a number of big bads. Like, they already mentioned the Dollmaker, which is from New 52. I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of, you know, read comics. they said they're going to have Zsasz. They're going to have...
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
They're going to have Dr.
Strangelove?
Strangelove. And not Strange.
Dr. Hugo Strange?
Hugo Strange, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's Dr. Strange. He's just not the Dr. Strange.
Yeah. He's like, everybody thinks I can do magic. I don't understand it. I just want to be Batman. And they're going to have Mr. Freeze.
See, that's going to be trickier. Because, like, the farther you get from the people that are based, you know, mainly in reality.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, Dr. Hugo Strange, you know, he's, like, kind of crazy and, like, thinks he's a psychologist or psychiatrist. But, and, you know, Zsasz, who just, I kill people and then I, like...
Carve him into myself.
Yeah. But, like, Mr. Freeze is a little bit, you know, I'm wondering how they're going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, they, you know, they don't have to go full on with it. Where they're like, and now magic!
But he just, like, leads people into a chamber and floods it with liquid nitrogen or something?
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
Or he's like, he's got a, you know, he could have something like porphyria or something weird where he's got...
He's got to be in the cold all the time?
Yeah. I can't... My body. My body was... Detective Gordon, thank you for coming to my home. It's slightly chilly because I, like... Or, like, not even that. He just hates sweating.
Yeah.
He just like, I apologize for the temperature of my office. I can't stand sweating. Well, you're really flat the way you talk. I know. I don't... I'm working on it. I think I might have Asperger's. Or some shit.
They say I'm code.
So they introduce Poison Ivy.
Yeah, I guess.
They call her Ivy Pepper, which she has a name. You don't have
to
make
sure. It's Pamela Isley.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that doesn't really make all that much sense.
Kind of unnecessary.
Yeah.
Cat, period, I guess. It's not Cat Woman. It's not Cat Girl. She just called herself Cat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Episode 2 was just called Selena Kyle, so yeah, let's know who that is.
So, they just, I don't know. It's a fun tie-in where she's like, okay, I saw all this stuff. You know, I can tell you things. I'm Catwoman, but I'm not. I like cats. I like cats. My name's Cat. I'm not going to say it, but I'm totally Cat.
So basically what we're saying is all of Batman's villains are older than he is.
Yeah.
Because Batman's like 7 or 8 or whatever the fuck he is. I don't know. 10?
He looked like 11 or 12.
Okay. I'm not good with kids because I don't have any.
No, me either. But, Carol was like, I don't like it. They're just like, here's this guy, here's the guy. I'm like, I like how they're not fucking around with it. Like, they're just like, hey, here's the Penguin, and here's the Riddler. They're all here, but they have different jobs.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of weird that they all, like, you know, like, we're witnessing all their roads crossing, you know, like, all their, like, paths, like, you know, coming across each other. Instead of just seeing, like, some guy digging out a trash can, and he's like, oh, my face is made of clay, you know. As they just pass by.
Curse this clay face. Just a dude eating a raw fish on the side of the highway. He's fishing with an umbrella.
But I guess in the world of comic books, it's full of like coincidences and things. Cause like
it has to be.
It has to be, yeah. Cause like if you have a cape and you're just patrolling the city, what I mean, a city of like Gotham's supposed to be some ludicrously large number of people as far as population, and like the chances that you're going to come across any particular crime at any particular time is just so minuscule, but it happens all the time in Batman, so, you know, whatever.
Well, like, you see, have you ever read any of the interviews with, like, real superheroes?
I'm sorry, what?
Real superheroes? Like, reals is what they call themselves, but the real superheroes. Tell me you are familiar with this concept. You just stared at me blankly.
I've heard of people that dress up in real life, and, like, when they've had, like, arguments with each other about who has the rights to wear this particular color cape or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they also fight crime, kind of. And they spend a lot of their time doing public...
Yeah, charity public stuff, yeah.
But there are some of them that actually fight crime.
Okay, I don't know if I've heard them referred to as reals. Like, the only time I ever hear about them is, like, when one of them is in trouble with the law or something.
Yeah.
Oh, like, the guy that, like, had to go in front of the cameras and take his mask off.
But he also had to put it back on in the police station before so he could have the reveal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
These people.
I'm familiar with these people, yes.
Yeah. One of the problems they have is, like, they hop in the car, and they're all suited up and ready to go, and they're driving around, and they're like...
They're driving around. I don't find any crime. Yeah.
You expect to just see somebody getting robbed, you can jump out, but no.
That's what happens in the movies and the comic books.
Yeah.
You drive, like, 15 minutes, and you're like, oh...
After a while, someone help me!
This man is trying to steal my purse.
Yeah, we need to get like a group of us. We should get all of us together, and then we'll all drive around, and we all have radios.
Yeah,
and then maybe we'll have a phone number people can call, like something short with like 3 letters, something real easy, like I don't know, 199, and they'll dial that, and it'll go to a central dispatch, and then it can go out to us, and whoever's closest can go take care of it.
Yes.
And perhaps we should have better training and have some sort of, I don't know, government funding.
And maybe an academy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we could learn. And we'll special markings on the car so everybody knows where we are.
Right.
Shit. I should have just been a cop.
Yes.
Mm. And that's why Gotham is. Because they're like, who's going to fight crime? Batman? That's stupid. Wait, I'm a cop. I'm have a cop out there fighting crime.
Yeah. Well, now, you think if you... I mean, how many people do you think, if they actually had, like, superpowers like that, like, would just join the police force and just, like, just enforce crime? Or enforce crime.
You have to, damn it.
You have to steal.
That'd be the villain. That'd be the ultimate villain. He becomes a cop, and, like, his whole aim is to, like, make crime happen.
Mm.
Like, let's let this one go, Jenkins. We're right there. Let's grab a coffee first. I can see it happening. Give him a minute. Why should we interfere? We can't go around just policing everybody, you know?
But
coffee first.
But we're police officers.
Look, they got hazelnut. It's fresh.
Oh, hazelnut.
Yeah, come on. It's on me. You go get him. Ha ha ha. Rob that old lady. Run. The cops are coming. I'm working on the inside. Oh, God, I don't know what that is. I'm dying.
Are you going to die? All right, I'm going to take my phone out. Dial 911, but I won't hit send until you actually collapse.
Awesome, because we're not going to have long. Like, if I collapse, that's it. That's
okay.
Actually, maybe not. Maybe I'll survive. Because I'm thinking of this because, you know, I'm in Lombardy.
Yes.
We started rehearsing last night.
Yeah.
It opens November 7th.
Okay.
I'm playing
a month from now, yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing Jim Taylor.
You are?
Who's from Baton Rouge.
He's like 79.
And he lives here now.
Yes.
And Carol talked to him on the phone today, and he's going to come to opening night.
Oh, shit.
So shit is right.
Like, so if you don't do a good job and you don't look the part, then he's just going to tear your ass apart?
Yes. That's what I'm assuming.
Okay. That's a safe assumption, I think.
Yeah, because he had a heart attack like 5 years ago. He was like walking around the block and he had a heart attack and fell into his neighbor's lawn.
Oh.
With a heart attack. It was just like, no! Fuck you! And his neighbor looked out and was like, hey, Jim Taylor's having a heart attack on our lawn.
Let me get the camera?
Yeah. And I guess I'll call 911. And he survived it. And he's like, you know, 74.
Yeah, this is 5 years ago, yes.
So, math! Maybe I'll survive.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified.
But then I heard Jim Taylor is still alive.
Hell, aren't you?
None of that now.
Oh, sorry, there's a new season on, so it's back in my mind.
Shield?
Yeah. The Absorbing Man is in there.
Oh.
And he's not the same guy that was Nick Nolte in the first Hulk movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even sure what... Okay, I love the Hulk movie, except for, like, the last 5 minutes. Like, for me, that's, like, one of the best comic movies I've seen, except for the last 5 minutes. It makes no sense. It completely comes apart.
The Ang Lee Hulk?
Yeah, the Ang Lee Hulk from 2003.
Yeah.
I
liked it.
From June 30th.
I did like it. I thought the poodle was stupid, but...
No, like, it could have been June 30th, because that was the day I moved. Maybe it was June 20th. Yeah, the poodle, the giant dogs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That was kind of less than impressive. But, like, there's a lot of stuff that I liked about that. But that movie completely comes apart near the end. And, like, Nick Nolte's character makes very little sense. Especially when you're like, oh, wait, the Absorbing Man, like, not birthed him, because he's a man. But fathered the Hulk. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I'm Nick Nolte. I'm dirty.
Okay, speaking of dirty things, have you seen that picture of the brothel menu from 1912 London that's been floating around?
No.
Supposedly, somebody found this. It's a menu for a brothel in London from 1912, which I already said.
Yes. But
They posted a picture of it, and frankly, it's fantastic. And I don't know if it's real.
Menu.
Yeah, I don't know if it's real, because this seems kind of like the kind of thing that's like bullshit, but one can only dream, because here are some of the listings. Here's the introduction. Miss F.A. Tass, having opened, can't read that, Capsulation Parlors at 22nd blah blah, requests patronage of the Fast, Slow, and Smart set. The following are a few specialties, and here's the menu.
Okay.
Of things the brothel offers. French fashion with finger in asshole.
Whoa!
$3.50. That's $3.50.
Well, it's London, right? So it's like £3.50?
£3.50. Common old-fashioned fuck. £2.50.
Whoa, okay. So... does the French fashion include a fuck?
Or is French fashion's a blowjob.
Oh. So it's more expensive for a blowjob with a finger in the ass than it is for a common fuck.
Yeah, the chick's just going to lay there. If she wants to blow you, man, that's a lot more work on her part.
I guess so.
Old-fashioned fuck, she's just going to like, all right, do what you will.
Give me the old-fashioned fuck.
Yeah, hop on, lad.
That's what I used to call my grandfather. The old-fashioned fuck.
Diddling on the edge of the bed with 1 foot on the floor. $2. £2.
That makes sense.
Fucking the breast with tits tight. £1.50.
Titty fucking.
Blowing in the asshole, new style. $1.70.
New style.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Finger fucking with juice. $0.50. I'm guessing that's just getting the opportunity to diddle or woodly.
Yes. It's like a finger banging.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, I can see that. Yeah. You pay, how much is it?
50 cents.
50 pence. You just, you know,
50p. Yeah,
50p. You just, I just want to get to third base. So
I just want to touch it. Let me touch your naughties.
Show your naughty bits.
Dog fashion. 2 pound 80.
Okay, I was about to guess 2 pound something.
Dry Bob. I'm guessing that's just a angry jerk.
Is it? Or is it just, you know?
Or you think it's?
I think
it's
dry hump. Well, let me see. How much does it cost first?
49 pence.
49 pence. And what did we just say? The finger banging is 50 pence.
50. So for a cent less, you can get dry humped or get an angry jerk.
I think it's a dry hump. I would guess a dry hump for 49.
You think? I think that'd be rougher. I think if the chick's just like, yeah, I'll jerk you dry fashion. I'm not even going to spit in my hand. I'm just going to give you an angry tug.
Is there a price for a wet hand job?
I haven't read
it. Or a lubricated hand job?
Let's see. Sitting on prick, shoving in stones and all. 2p50.
Okay, that's like, that's a more than old fashioned fuck. That's a...
Yeah, that's like, I'm going to put your nuts in as well.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting out of this.
Yes.
One female suck off, stones in mouth. 2p50.
So that's a professional blowjob.
That's, yeah, I mean, if she can go all deep throat and put her tongue out, that right there is a... That's effort.
That's worth the price.
Yeah.
I spent more than that on stamps when I was in London.
One fuck, 10 minute soak. 2.65.
One fuck, 10 minute soak.
Yeah.
Is that after you release, you just sit there for a while?
Or maybe you bang and then you can take a bath?
Yeah, that's possible.
Like, it's like a spa. Pinky special. Underfucking. Woman on top, tits in your face, with extra lady to play with your balls while blowing wind up your asshole with a goose quill. This is for the fancy motherfucker. That's 30 pounds 6.
30, wow.
Yeah.
30 pounds.
That's like your birthday.
That's like a couple of people. There's like, well, there's multiple people in there, so. But like, wait, what did it say about tits in the ass and tits in the face?
Woman on top, tits in your face.
Woman on top, tits in your face. Okay.
Okay, she's riding you with
her
tits.
That's still just one tit. I mean, one woman, I mean.
Yeah, well, then there's an extra lady just playing with your balls and asshole.
Right, and blowing...
Wind up your ass.
Blowing wind up your ass, yes. Yeah. Is that a big thing? Like, blowing wind up the ass?
I've never had a chick blow up my asshole.
No. I usually steer clear of anything erotic toward that area, anyway.
Toward your ass?
Toward my ass, yes. I'm not interested in ass play on either side, personally.
Eh.
Eh.
It's there.
It's there.
It's like a little bundle of nerves, man.
Eh.
Like, I had a chick give me the magic thumb once in the shower. Like, she was going down on me, and then, like, right at the moment of truth, she just stuck her thumb up my ass. There was no warning. There was no beg your pardon. It just happened. And I about blew the back of her head off. So, that's something I find out about myself. But it was more like a surprise. You know, yeah. I wasn't like, yeah, let's do that.
It's pure sensation.
I mean, I've had a lot of things up my ass because, you know, I've had 3 colonoscopies and I've had a sigmoidoscopy. So...
How many different things is that?
That's 2 things. Not counting the doctor's fingers. And he liked to go 2 fingers deep. Like, I would think that you could just get 1 finger and kind of check whatever you need to.
Yeah, you can't trust the sensation on 1 finger, though.
Yeah. I guess.
It's like taking your pulse. You gotta, you know...
You need the 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... You know, no, none of those things where I was like, yeah, that's great. Let's keep doing that. It was all like, all right, well, I feel like fucking Kermit the Frog. But
wait, was fucking an adjective there or a verb?
it was a verb.
Okay.
No, adjective. I'm sorry, adjective. it's using the adjective.
I feel like
form.
I should fuck Kermit the Frog.
Yeah.
I feel like fucking Kermit the Frog.
But no, I think in the right. Sorry, when approached judiciously, I think ass play can work.
Huh.
Give me a turn on.
I have plenty of other things I want to do before I get to that, so.
Sure. But, I mean, yeah.
Outdoor fucking.
Okay.
That's just me. I mean, my... Anyway, we don't have to talk about this anymore. Go ahead.
What?
No, I'm just saying...
Have a chick blowing your asshole?
No, I mean, she can blow... I mean, I don't know. I'll try anything once. If it involves a chick.
Okay, you see, that's what I'm saying. Like, just keep your mind open.
My mind's open. Because
it could be a thing.
Like, there's like a list of things.
You don't know, James. You could be that. That's your thing.
You could be
a chick to just like
toss
your fucking
salad. But like,
salad.
If you go to a new town, you want to try like all the restaurants, and you're just like, I want to try this one first and then this one because historically speaking, I prefer barbecue. I prefer Chinese. I don't prefer Mexican. But it may be to the fact that, you know, once we get down to the list to the Mexican restaurant, I find, like, holy shit, I really enjoy Mexican food. I should try this all the time.
You shouldn't eat Mexican if you're going to be doing Hess stuff.
No.
That's not good for anybody involved. It's just,
yes, you're right.
It does involve a little preparation. You can't just go, hey, guess what's happening now? This.
Well, you should have mentioned that a few minutes ago. I would have prepared better.
Yeah, but, you know.
Whatever. I'm just saying, like, you know, I'm saying I'm not totally close to it, but there's other things that would, you know, that, like, take priority as far as my taster's choice priority.
Okay.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
Well, bend over. Okay. I'm not going to eat your ass out. I'm going to put a finger in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you ready?
I mean, well, let me get my pants off. Shit.
Fucking go.
Okay.
I'm not going to spend an hour doing this, James. Let's go. All right. Okay.
Okay.
Just grab the chair.
Which chair? This doesn't seem sustainable. Let me grab onto the washing machine.
Okay, grab it.
All right.
Well, you have to explain to people there's a washing machine in my shop.
There's a washing machine.
Okay.
I'm not going to... Well, because I'm not going to elephant walk my way to your laundry room.
Okay. All right, grab it. Ready?
Okay.
All right, you comfy?
I mean, it's comfy.
Not comfy at all! God damn! See?
Fucking damn.
That's
fucking
cool,
damn.
Huh?
Oh, God. Oh, shit.
I guess it should have gone slower, but I mean...
Fuck.
How do you...
That wasn't bad.
Huh?
That wasn't bad.
Oh, cool. I'm going to put this beer bottle in there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, I'll take the cap off.
I mean, I don't know if that's better or worse, because now there's like a big air cavity there.
Yeah, hold on.
And when you pull it out, it's going to like pull my guts out with it.
Well, I'll use this one to hammer it in. Ready?
No.
Okay.
I mean...
I'm just going
to... Oh, well, hold on. Look, I have to actually relax now, because okay. Like my... I'm a little bit tense.
Okay, so are you relaxed? Are you... Oh. Yeah? Yeah? You like that? Hold on. Hold on. Relax and just take it out.
God damn.
Eh?
God damn, Nick.
See?
God damn.
That's cool.
Shit.
Okay, now I'm going to use this bowling pin.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should do improv.
It mostly involved putting things in people's butts. Okay, that was only the left half of the menu.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Okay, right up. Watching a fucking match, woman to jerk you off. 75 cents.
A fucking match.
Yeah.
I like how they refer to it as a match.
Yeah.
Because that in my brain, if you say fucking match, that's two dudes.
And like each, you're trying to fuck
each other. Fuck each other.
I'm gonna fuck you. Come on, goddammit. So they're like, they're fighting, but also trying to maintain erections.
Yes.
Huh.
That's, I mean, you
said that could be in the Olympics, because that's a lot of control.
And if I would watch that Olympic game if I had somebody jerk me off at the same time. No, I wouldn't.
Squatting on prick, 62 pins. Your prick sucked while sucking a woman's cunt. Take a guess how much that is. That's a 69, I'm guessing.
Oh, it's the same woman.
Well, it may be two. It may be like a chick sits on your face chick blows you.
For some reason, the way it said it, I was thinking there was two women there. So if it's one woman, I'm going to say 175.
Okay.
If it's two, I'm going to say 265.
6 pounds.
6 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm way off.
Made, M-A-I-D, to rub your tool, hard on guard. G-U-A-R, apostrophe D. I don't know what that means.
It's probably French.
It's 75 cents.
Is that a standard hand job as opposed to the 49 cent one?
Yeah, I don't
the 49 cent one's probably dry, and that one's probably...
Free back scuttling while woman rubs your nuts with a feather must stay out of poop hole. 385. I don't know what it is.
I don't know.
But it ain't cheap.
A back scuttling.
Asshole fucking for men over 45. $1. I don't know if it's a dude getting pegged or you banging chick up her ass, but it's $1. Whatever it is. Here's the last. Bobcocks and flat pricks extra. So I guess if you have... I don't know if a bobcock is a little dick or a big dick.
Well, I mean, you bob your hair, you cut it short, so...
Oh, I guess a bobcock is a big dick. And a flat prick is a little dick. So I guess if you're outside the norm, it's an extra 50 cents.
Oh. It's like a big and tall store or a midget store.
Yeah. And then no discount for cash. Stink fingers and jerk off matinees.
No discount for cash?
Yeah.
Do people... Would you write a check to a brothel?
I guess.
I mean, they didn't have credit cards then, so...
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, you just had credit?
Yeah.
So you just go in and be like, you know, open up a tab. I'll have the...
I have it French.
French with the...
Stink fingers and jerk off matinees for young men under 21 every Wednesday from 2:30 to 4. Customers must enter with cash in one hand and tool in the other. If you are not a self-starter, stay at home and jack yourself off. This makes me think it's not real. But it looks, I mean, look, that's what it looks like. It looks all old.
And, I mean, it's old. That doesn't mean it was, you know, that means somebody made it recently. It could be fake a while ago. It could be from the 50s.
Yeah, so all that said, there's no saying of where it came from.
No one said, oh, this was unearthed next to the library at Oxford.
Yeah. Yeah. So that all may be bullshit.
Yeah.
But that said, yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Are we going to London?
Yeah, let's go. Well, this is 1912, so.
Are we going on the Wayback Machine?
Wayback Machine.
Okay, Mr. Peabody. That sounds like a good idea.
Awesome. Bring 30 bucks. yeah.
I have some coins, but they all have Queen Elizabeth II's face on it, so they're going to be like, what the fuck is this? Where's King George? King George? Is that his president? President. That was who was king in 1912?
I don't know, man.
Let me see if Siri knows. Who was the reigning monarch of England in 1912?
Looking up monarch butterflies.
Checking on that. She's checking on that. Durm, 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 durm. You know, actually, technically, there's no Queen of England.
Nope.
She's the Queen of the United Kingdom. That's awesome. That's useless. This is who was reigning monarch. The Titanic sank in 1912. Oh, which was about 2 years into the reign of George V. So there you go. That's actually true. There you go. That helped. Because the Titanic sank, and that's like, oh, when the Titanic sank, George V was in reign.
He wasn't on the boat. He's like, he's not a fan of ship travel. Planes, he said. Planes are where it's at. In the future, we shall fly everywhere. And people thought he was nuts.
Yes.
Because they saw, you know, there's hot air balloons. That's great. The Wright brothers. When did the Wright brothers
fly? 1903.
Okay. So those guys have that shitty biplane thing, but you can't lay down and cross Pacific. And one of those fuckers, because, you know, they all laid down to fly them. Which is a way cooler way to fly.
Oh, yeah, they laid down front ways. Yeah. I was, like, thinking, that's really impractical. But you meant on your stomach. Yeah. And, like, you know, so you actually see things. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk.
Kitty Hawk!
North Carolina.
Not to be confused with Kitty Pride.
Kitty Pride.
You've seen I Am an X-Men and I Went Back in Time. What the fuck is it called? Days of Future Past?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
No, but what about it?
Nothing.
In the comics, Kitty Pryde goes back.
Right, but in the movie, it's Wolverine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's fucking Hugh Jackman.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah. That's all I was going to say, pretty much.
Okay, so did you see that story about how Marvel is, like, fucking over the Fantastic Four?
Oh, I clicked on it. I never actually read it.
Well,
but they're going to end it, like, in 18 months or whatever it is?
What they're doing is they're killing it before the movie comes out, because they're
going to be too many contradictions or something?
I think that's part of it, but I think a bigger part of it is that Fox has taken no notes from them. So when they're like, hey guys, this is like our oldest team up, and in fact, yeah, the oldest superhero team up in the world, why don't you trust us on what we can do to make it a cool movie? And Fox is like, fuck you, we're going to do whatever we want. So Marvel's like, no, fuck you. No comics, we're ending the line. There'll be no Fantastic Four, I'm sure after the movie cools down or whatever. They'll bring it back.
Right.
But, like, no more Fantastic Four comics, no toys, no posters, no promotion from us in any way. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Bam. Even Dark Knight Rises had toys. All right?
It did.
And this PG-13, this yeah, movie, which is definitely aimed towards kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the cast is all teenagers. Who's going to see this? I'm not going to go see it. I'm not going to go, yeah, I want to see it. Like, I haven't seen the last two Spider-Man movies. And those looked kind of cool. Everything I've heard about Fantastic Four has been just shit. And I know that the odds of it being shit are really good because there have been two Fantastic Four movies, and they were shit. There have been three, if you count the one that...
Roger Corman?
Was purposely shit, yeah. Yeah. But, like, the other two they put effort into... Like, I was watching the shit, I'm like, God damn it. They can't make Mr. Fantastic look any cooler than this. Like, they just make, oh, I'm a stupid wobbly, blah, blah, blah. You could have a Stretch Armstrong with a CGI face and make it cooler than what they did.
True. Yeah. It's been disappointing, but I'm not surprised Marvel would do that. Because Marvel's all like, I mean, they're connected to Marvel Studios, which is under this whole Marvel Cinematic Universe thing, and then like Fantastic Four is on the outside of that, mm-hmm. so they're not getting as much money from it. So I can imagine, I mean, if I were like running any part of Marvel, I would probably be like, fuck those guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, make it suck so hard that they just give it back to us.
Yeah.
I did see a rumor that Sony is looking to team up with Marvel.
Yeah, to let Spider-Man be in the Avengers movie. Yeah,
which would be really cool.
They were supposed to do like some kind of slight overlap with the Stark building and the Oscorp building.
Oh, really?
Within the first Avengers movie, there was supposed to be something happening with that. It didn't work out, mm-hmm. but I mean they've talked about that before, so that makes this rumor more credible.
Mm-hmm. I think that would be really cool.
I think so too.
Like to have the Avengers fighting and like Spider-Man swings in. You're like,
yeah.
What the fuck? That came out of nowhere. That's awesome. He's like, sorry, sorry guys, I gotta go do shit.
I would love it if like in they came out with you know two movies like in you know the Spider-Man movie and Avengers movie, and like Spider-Man was like in the Avengers movie for a second, and the Avengers were in the Spider-Man movie for a second, or like just you saw something happening down the street. And you saw like a hammer fly through the air in Spider-Man.
He's like,
and
whoa.
At the bottom of the screen, there's like a thing with the asterisk that says, see Avengers 2, Age of Ultron.
Yes! That would be awesome.
Oh, yes.
Oh my God, that would be so fucking cool. They will never do that. But that is genius.
Oh, yes. I would love that. Jesus shit, I would love that. Maybe I'll be in a stinger.
Well, what was that episode, that issue of Spider-Man where he gets the sword?
Which sword?
Valkyrie's sword.
Oh, I don't know.
It's one of the famous Spider-Man covers. Hold on.
I mean, I know like he's gotten the power cosmic and the black costume saga and like all these other things. And he grew like extra limbs because he's a fucking Spider-Man.
I'm a Spider-Man.
I can do like spider things. Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web in the. I'm
so like really creeping me out.
Look out.
Here it is. Spider-Man and Valkyrie. Together.
Was that after October 2006?
No.
Oh.
No, this is old. I'm trying to open it up so I can take a look at it better. Dadgummit, Google.
Dadgum.
Why you gotta suck ass?
I was thinking about,
Have Sword Will Travel. Guest starring the Mighty Thor.
Well, yeah. Dude, oh, that's like a John Romita cover.
He's got Valkyrie's sword.
You can't do that.
And he's like flying off. But like you can totally see him grabbing like Mjolnir and it just takes off and he's like, holy shit! But it would be neat to have like...
You think Spider-Man's worthy of Mjolnir? I don't know, there's only been two other, as far as I can remember offhand, there's only been like two other characters that have ever picked up.
Captain America's lifted it.
Yeah, Captain America and Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah, and Beta Ray Bill's got his own.
Now. Like In the Mighty Thor issue 337, he picked up the actual Mjolnir and like became Beta Ray Bill like for the first time and like did Beta Ray Bill things, which are very similar to Thor things, but but it's like you just have to be worthy of it.
Yeah, the Superman and Wonder Woman both lifted it when they did the crossover.
Who gives a shit?
But like you'd expect them to be able to do it.
Yeah, especially I guess especially both of them.
Thorg.
Oh, the frog thing?
Yeah, Thog. That's who it was. The frog that lifted Mjolnir.
Thog is also the name of one of like the evil gods in the Conan the Barbarian world. Or like, you know, not that all that stuff is all interconnected in canon, but like I was reading
the Thog, Conan. The evil frog Thog. God. He's a tyrant, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, that was like Loki.
Oh, he's making his catch flies.
Well, with the Thog thing, like Loki turned Thor into a frog. And so the frog that was Thor, like, figured he'd get back to his hammer and that would, like, magically turn him back into Thor. But it turned him into, like, a Thor-like frog. Yeah. A frog with all of Thor's powers, basically.
I'm the mighty Thog. Ribbit.
Ribbit. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we should end there with the mighty Thog.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been a decidedly dorky episode.
Very.
And I almost died. So that happened.
Oh, did I say that it was June 19th, 1981 for Superman 2?
No.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
That's the U.S. release, so I think I might have. But anyway, that's the thing.
Thanks, James.
All right, I'm just saying.
Well, with that said, I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
You've been dorked.
Dort.
No, that's quite enough, sir. Dort. That's it. This is going back up your ass.